Good morning and welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number on the line. As promised, my good friend and attorney and former alderman of the city of Milwaukee, who now resides in sunny Charlotte, North Carolina, Fred Gordon is on the line. Hey, good morning, brother. How you doing?
Brother Earl. I'm well, brother. I'm swelligant. That's a new word for me. It means I'm swell and elegant simultaneously.
Man, I'm trying to comprehend all of that. But
brother, there's always a lot to comprehend in this life.
Yeah.
You know that.
Well, so let me.
But it's good to be with you on a Wednesday morning.
And Fred, here's where I want to begin. You remember the Flint water crisis, right?
Oh, absolutely. It's still a crisis.
Yeah.
It hasn't gone away.
So they've gone to court. The Michigan Supreme Court deemed the indictments against ex-governor Rick Snyder and eight others invalid. So here's why they said they were invalid. The state's charges against former Michigan Governor Rick Snyder and eight others in the Flint water contamination scandal have been dropped by the state Supreme Court. State laws merely authorize a judge to investigate, subpoena witnesses, and issue arrest warrants, but do not authorize the judge to issue indictments. The court's 6-0 opinion reads, Attorney General Dana Nessel took office in 2019 and assembled a new team to investigate Snyder and a slew of individuals and officials who were in charge when Flint's water supply became contaminated with lead beginning 5 years earlier. An outbreak of Legionnaire's disease in 2014 and 2015 was attributed to issues with the city's water as well. Now, here's what, if you can help, explain this to us. Their alleged crimes included, among others, misconduct in office, willful neglect of duty, and involuntary manslaughter. The Genesee County Judge David Neubelt reviewed the evidence and issued indictments as so-called one-man grand jury, Tuesday's opinion argues. Neubelt considered the evidence behind closed doors and then issued indictments against defendants. The opinion states, noting that unlike a grand jury made up of citizens, a one-man grand jury, that is, a judge, do not require a jury oath and thus cannot initiate charges by issuing indictments. So, you're a lawyer. And we don't expect the average citizen, we don't understand the legalese of law. But you don't need
only,
to be
only
a,
if you've been in court.
Okay, so Fred, they wipe all of that away with something that says a one-man jury, that is a judge, do not require a jury oath and thus cannot initiate charges by issuing indictment. So people have died. People have been aggrieved for their entire lives, and they get to walk away.
Well, not only do they get to walk away, Earl, it's important to understand that America is in the midst of a cascading spiral going downward, and it affects all levels of life in this country. The legal system is under fire. The criminal justice system is deteriorating. Even in civil matters, such as the lawsuit that was filed on behalf of the citizens of Flint, Michigan. The fact that you came up with this is interesting because we've already gone beyond Flint. We're dealing with what's going on in the city of Milwaukee, for example, with the lead buildup and the controversies with the health department at the city of Milwaukee.
Right.
And, you know, issues involving water. There was a real interesting segment that I just recently saw about the politics of water in America. And, you know, this is an example of it. Michigan is a real interesting state in that people who have aligned themselves with the conservative right have been able to control the state houses, similar to what's happening in Wisconsin. And the judiciary, obviously, is run amok. I've never heard of a one-man grand jury. Never heard of it. You know, so as a result, this is totally news to me from the standpoint that you just read. But it's real clear that it's endemic, at least to me, it's endemic of what's happening in America generally. There are no more bulwarks that can be aligned with because you've got prosecutors with power, you've got judges with power, and think about this, Earl. They tried to assassinate the governor of Michigan.
Yeah.
They were charged. They were acquitted. Think about that. They were going to, every one of those co-conspirators was acquitted, which stunned me. And these were all capital offenses. So Michigan is different. It's a lot more different than Detroit, believe me. And, you know, the fact that this is happening in Flint is just endemic of what I see as the erosion of law and the escalation of right white wing power in America.
You know, Fred, you just hit upon something that all of us know is at the root of all of the things that are now happening in this country. And the fact that we know what's at the root of it is right-wing power, basically stemming from the fact that there are white men who want things to go back to what they were, not just Donald Trump, but many. And you know what, Fred? They're winning. That's the real danger. Inherent danger in this.
Very scary, man. These times are very scary, Earl. I just find that coming out of this pandemic, and you know, I did some traveling recently, you know, to see my grandchildren in Nevada and my son for Father's Day weekend. Just looking at, you know, the landscape, we're trying to assess it. Because coming out of the pandemic, you know, we had to deal with that. And that seems to have subsided to some degree. So there's a safety factor as far as moving around and not wearing masks and just reorienting ourselves to some degree of normalcy. But, you know, the fissures that are tearing this country apart are getting wider and wider. And, you know, the extremes are starting to become everyday occurrences that all you can do is just blink and keep moving. It's really, really treacherous out here in America, and it's affecting every system that we have right now.
You know, Fred, you and I are going to talk about a lot of those different things that are happening in this country and that people had better add them up and then realize what's at stake. We talk about the great nation and all of those things, Fred. And when you add all the things up that are happening, you and I have been around a while. This is one of the most dangerous times in your and my lifetime.
And, without a doubt. Absolutely.
And we lived through some things already. You know, you would think that what happened in 1968, Fred, we knew 1968 is historic. All of those things that happen, and you add all of those things up, and they don't even compare with what is taking place now. And you got grandchildren.
Grandchildren. It's really important to have these kinds of conversations because as we look at what's happening, you know, politically, and how that's going to affect just the next couple of years, and what's at stake here. There's just so much to fathom. And, you know, I'm still processing, you know, the testimony of the aide at the
I was getting ready to go, Fred, you know, because there are all these different things. And the other day I put down a list of all of the critical things that are happening right now. And you can't focus solely on one thing because there's so many different things going on. And you know what, Fred? Our government seems to be feckless. It can't fix these things. So because of the divide, you know, between and the politics of all of it. And you're a retired politician. Fred, how come we can't get... So I know, but how come we can't even, you know, there was a time even when there were disagreements politically on a national scale and others, but even they could come together and say, hey, you know, we've got to do what's in the best interest of this nation. That's not there anymore, and I don't know if you can ever bring that back.
Well, it's there in extremes, Earl. It's there in extremes. We see it on the left. We see it on the right. We talk about whether or not there even exists a middle to deal with. I don't think that there is anymore. And we have to also talk about the class divisions that take place and have taken place. They're becoming more and more pronounced. You know, we just had the overturning of
Roe v. Wade. Fred, hold the thought. We got to go to a break. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation. On the line, attorney Fred Gordon, former alderman of the city of Milwaukee. We'll be back.